You know, the world is a very, very dangerous place. Case in point, this morning there's been a coup d'etat reported.
Where?
In the band Journey.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure I can get through this story. The bassist, a guy named Ross Valerie, and drummer Steve Smith apparently are trying to gain control of the corporate name Journey. Okay. So that is owned by guitarist Neil Schon.
Oh, good old Neil.
Yeah. Jonathan Cain, who plays keyboards, and Steve Perry, oddly enough, who's not really even in the band anymore, but he's got some rights there.
Sure.
So the other two guys went through some legal shenanigans, and it was caught. It was discovered, and now they've been kicked out of the band. And
wow,
they're going to replace them. They're on tour this summer. Who knows what's going on? My question, what's going to happen to Arnel Pineda, who's the lead singer?
Yeah, who apparently doesn't have a stake in any of it.
I guess not.
Well, just to sing for whomever wins.
Who sounds exactly like Steve Perry.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's like 5'2". It's amazing stuff. So they're calling it a coup d'etat, which I thought was interesting.
Wow, that is really sneaky, though, to try to get control of that.
You know, these bands, I'm telling you, why can't they all just get along? There's a lot of money to be made, even if you don't own the name Journey.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're doing okay.
Yeah.